Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Grace with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a petrol station manager pleads guilty to money laundering and defrauding his employer of $400,000 and is sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutor Victoria Adams says offender Carlos Adelino Henrique Ferreira committed the fraud at BP Milton from 2015 to 2019 by removing money from one of the station's safes. Ferreira was also fined in August for a separate charge of falsely claiming physiotherapist qualifications.
Scientists are expecting severe damage to the Great Barrier Reef following ex-cyclone Jasper. The slow-moving cyclone exposed up to 20% of the Great Barrier Reef to waves strong enough to break apart and severely damage coral colonies, according to modelling from the Australian Institute of Marine Science. Scientists are also concerned floodwater is draining into coastal reefs and seagrass meadows and could starve the ecosystem of light. Dr. Marji Putinen, a research scientist at Ames, who specializes in studying the impact of cyclones on coral reefs, says the reefs off Cairns are more likely to be the most affected.
In national news, Melbourne doctors call for stricter e-scooter regulations as injuries and hospital admissions rise. A Royal Australasian College of Surgeons study found that of the 256 patients admitted to the Royal Melbourne Hospital in 2022 with e-scooter injuries, up to a third of the riders didn't wear a helmet and more than a third involved alcohol. The taxpayers' cost was $1.9 million in hospital fees alone. Facial fractures, upper limb injuries and brain injuries were the most common injuries. Surgeon Anand Ramakrishnan says injured riders and pedestrians are putting a strain on the elective surgery wait times because of the limited number of separate operating theatres, staff and resources available at the hospital.
The first woman to receive a uterus transplant in Australia gives birth at Sydney Hospital. The baby is born by C-section to Kirsty Bryant, who was given a uterus transplant in January at the Royal Hospital for Women as part of a research trial. Two other women have received transplants since Kirsty, and one is pregnant.
In international news, marriage is still not on the table as the Vatican approves blessings for same-sex couples. In a document released by the Vatican's doctrinal office on Monday, priests can now offer blessings for same-sex couples on a case-by-case basis. This should in no way be confused with the union of marriage. The Catholic Church remains firm in its position on marriage being between a man and a woman.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. No fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at more at 10.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ 102.1.